This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dela Prasad with the news headlines first. President Bidya Devi Bhandari says government should be serious towards completing large projects in due time. Government inaugurates mini-grid special program as part of Bright Nepal campaign. Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation says government restored 284 acres of government and public land registered in the name of individuals across the country. And World Health Organization upgrades the global risk from coronavirus to its highest level. Now the news in detail. Nepal Communist Party Chairman Puspakamal Dahal Prachand has clarified that the Prime Minister and Party Chair KP Sharma Oli will follow the decision of Party Secretariat meeting to recommend Party Vice Chair Bamdev Gautam as a member of the National Assembly. Addressing a program in Chitwan yesterday, Chairman Prachand further said as the recommendation was made by the meeting of the Party Secretariat chaired by both the chairmen, there was no question of not implementing the decision. Yesterday itself, Chair Dahal inaugurated the International Exhibition of Nepal Poultry 2020 organized by Nepal Poultry Association in Chitwan. Inaugurating the exhibition, Chairman Dahal stressed on research in increasing productivity and enhancing quality in entrepreneurships in the country. Deputy Prime Minister Ishwar Pokhrel has ruled out the possibility of leadership change, stating that there was no alternative to the present leadership. Talking to media persons at Biratnagar Airport yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel assured that the present Prime Minister was elected through established practice and there was no discussion on change in the Prime Ministerial role within the Nepal Communist Party. Pokhrel, also the Minister for Defence, urged the leaders and cadres within the party not to go by such a rumour and misleading news. The current Prime Minister would be replaced by someone else in the party. Energy Minister Barshaman Poon has inaugurated a special program related to extending mini-grid under the Bright Nepal campaign yesterday. Inaugurating a program amidst a special ceremony organized in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Poon said the government had set a target to provide complete electricity facility to 40 districts within this year. The minister further said the government aimed to extend electricity facility to all the households in the country. The energy minister informed that 370 million rupees had been allocated for operating at least 200 mini grids by the end of this year. On the occasion, Law Minister of Far West Province Prakash Bahadur Shah said the mini grids would provide electricity facilities at the area where national grid line was absent. Land Management, Cooperative and Poverty Alleviation Ministry has stated that the registrations of 248 acres of public land that was illegally occupied or registered by individuals had been revoked. Addressing a press meet to inform about the work progress within the last 2 years, Minister for Land Management, Cooperative and Poverty Alleviation Padma Kumari Arial claimed that the government had taken stride to bring back public lands clearing encroachment. Minister Arial also claimed that the preparation of managing free bonded levers and tenants has come to the final phase and the process of forming landless squatters commission had been forwarded to solve the problems of squatters through legal provision. Ministry sources also informed that the ministry had formed a technical study commission for protecting public and guti lands and works had been forwarded to solve the existing problem. Likewise, integrated land management bill had begun by bringing all the land-related laws together. You're listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ हजुर
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहा नै हो. हुन्छ, तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न, म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है.
हस् हस् भाउजू.
ओए, वाइफाई होला नि, पासवर्ड माग्न.
है त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि.
ए हो र,
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न.
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back, and again we continue with the rest of the updates. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has emphasized on the strengthening of electrification industry, hotel, housing, roads and communication for the sustainable economic growth of Far Western region. Addressing the third Sukla Fanta Tourism Festival yesterday organized by Bhimdatta Municipality, President Bhandari had asked to prioritize West Sethi Pancheshwar Kailas Mansarovar. Finance Minister Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwara has stressed the need for financial stability. Inaugurating the third International Conference on Economics and Finance organized by the Nepal Rashtra Bank NRB in Kathmandu yesterday, Finance Minister Dr. Khatiwara said the government had moved ahead for financial stability and economic growth, saying they were interconnected. Minister Dr. Khatiwara further added that financial inclusiveness should be integrated into banking activities. On the occasion, NRB Governor Dr. Chiranjeevi Nepal said the NRB had lately increased investments in production sector like agriculture and energy, which he said would help stabilize country's economy. The students and other people kept in Karipati quarantine since 16th February after the evacuation from Wuhan of China, the epicenter of coronavirus, would return home on 17th day of their isolation. A total of 175 students have been staying in the buildings of Nepal Electricity Authority at Karipati, while 18 people, including pilots and crew members of the Nepal Airlines Corporation, kept at Drinking Water Training Center Office Nagarkot, had completed 13 days of quarantine on Friday. Ministry of Health and Population has said no one was detected with coronavirus during the sample tests conducted on 16th February, and final tests would be conducted again by collecting the swab sample of throat and nose on Saturday. Dr. Nabin Funyal of Nepal Army was deployed for the health tests of the individuals kept in the quarantine, confirmed that no one had developed the symptoms of coronavirus so far during their tests. Former Communications Minister Gokul Prasad Maskota has filed a defamation case against Bijay Prakash Mishra in the Kathmandu District Court. Former Minister Maskota had resigned after an audio record was made public by Bijay Prakash Mishra, alleging him of demanding commission in course of the procurement of the security printing press. Information officer at the court, Gyan Bahadur Kargi, confirmed the filing of the case by Baskota. You're listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. The coronavirus spread further on Friday, with cases reported for the first time in at least six countries across four continents, battering markets and leading the World Health Organization WHO to raise its impact risk alert to very high. Hopes that the epidemic that started in China late last year would be over in the months and that economic activity would quickly return to normal have been shattered. World shares were on course for the largest weekly fall since the 2008 financial crisis, bringing the global wipeout to $5 trillion as supply chains were disrupted, travel plans postponed and major events cancelled. The WHO said it was raising its assessment of the global risk to very high from high, which its head of emergencies like Dr. Mike Ryan said was intended to put national authorities on full alert. The latest WHO figures indicate over 82,000 people have been infected, with over 2,700 deaths in China and 57 deaths in 46 other countries. Mexico, Nigeria, New Zealand, Lithuania, Belarus and Azerbaijan reported their first cases, with all travel history connected to epicenters in Italy and Iran. Mexico is the second Latin American country to register the virus after Brazil. Groups of refugees and migrants are heading towards the EU after Turkey said it would not abide by a deal to stop them reaching Europe. Turkey's communication chief said the country had not received enough support in hosting millions of Syrian refugees. Its decision followed a deadly attack on Turkish troops by Syrian government forces in northern Syria. The incident sparked fears of major escalation involving Turkey and Syria military ally Russia. Greece and Bulgaria, which border Turkey, have sent reinforcements to prevent people entering. Greek police have been deterring attempts to cross the border with tear gas. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Kathmandu's weather report now: maximum temperature of 22.4 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 7.2 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. President Bidya Devi Bhandari says government should be serious towards completing large projects in due time. Government inaugurates mini-grid spatial program as part of Bright Nepal campaign. Minister of Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation says government restored 284 bigas of government and public land registered in the name of individuals across the country. And World Health Organization upgrades the global risk from coronavirus to its highest level. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.